Noah's Ark. This is my version of the Bible story, authenticated by Senior Rabbi Emeritus Dr. Abraham Levy, PhD, and by Dayan Daniel Carter, LLB, from the Sephardi Beth Din and Rabbi of Lauderdale Road Synagogue. The Lord Hashem made all the earth and everything thereon, but men and women were so bad, he wished his work was gone. Hashem gave all mankind a chance to pray and to repent. I tried, but I could not make them change. Hashem did not relent. Hashem had trained me from a child. I made tools for our lands, a plough, a scythe, and then a hoe, before they used their hands. I, my wife and family were all he chose to save. He came and told us what to do to live on flood and wave. Go read the book of sapphire stones. Use pitch and gopher wood. Do as I say and listen hard and build an ark of wood. He told me what the size should be, how many stories high, where the windows ought to go. Take care, the flood is nigh. Be brave, all life will not be lost. That's what the ark is for. Take food for all the birds and beasts. You'll not find any more. I should have asked Hashem to save my friends and everyone. I didn't, and I set to work until my task was done. The wind got up, the rain came down. We hurried two by two inside the ark, which lifted off and floated, as boats do. 40 days and 40 nights, the rain came pouring still. The mountains were below us now, and most of us were ill. I had to work, though I was sick. The feeding took all day. Some animals ate best at night. They each lived their own way. Apart from us, all life had died. The water drowned it all. Some 12 months passed. Hashem was kind and made the waters fall. The covenant he had made with us he kept. It rained no more. The waters dropped. The ark touched land. Was Ararat we saw. Another 40 days went past. I sent two birds to fly and find a peaceful resting place, if there was one nearby. They both returned. The waters dropped. I thought I'd try again. My dove brought back an olive leaf. We all were happy then. A further time, the dove flew out and left the ark for good. The earth was back, but boggy though. We'd leave too when we could. A lovely rainbow arched the sky. The covenant, a sign Hashem would never flood again. His world, that's yours and mine. It's bye for now from Charlotte Sebag Montefiore. I'll be here early April, and I hope you will be too.